Welcome, jazz fans, to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken Laster. We are going to begin today's show with Larry Goldings. We saw him perform at the La Jolla Athenaeum for Music and Arts, so I wanted to start today's show off with Larry Goldings, his trio, and his version of the Fats Domino classic, Blueberry Hill. Thank you. That was Robert Castelli and Boom. From the album Party at One World Plaza, you heard Your Lucky Number. It definitely had a John Scofield sound to it, didn't it? And Robert Castelli is a fine drummer. That album is available on Bandcamp. You won't find that as a streaming file, so you'll have to go to Bandcamp and purchase it. Support these independent artists. Before that, we heard from Larry Goldings and his trio. The album is Music from the Front Room, and we heard Blueberry Hill. That's Larry Goldings on piano, Jay Belrose on drums, and David Pilch on bass. Let's move on to Michael Brecker. Been listening to a lot of Michael Brecker lately. This is from an album called Tales from the Hudson. It's a Pat Metheny composition, Song for Bilbo. Also features McCoy Tyner on piano and Pat Metheny, of course, on guitar.
Oh, Thank you.
Woodstock, that great Joni Mitchell tune, here covered by a group called Hudson, a group that includes Jack DeJohnette on drums, Larry Grenadier on bass, John Medeski on piano, and John Schofield on guitar. Before that, we heard one from John Schofield himself. The album is Works For Me, and that has an incredible lineup on it. That's John Schofield on guitar, Kenny Garrett on alto sax, Brad Meldow on piano, Christian McBride on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. That's a 2001 release. And we started out that set with Michael Brecker from the album Tales from the Hudson, and we heard Song for Bilboa. And that also is a great group with Michael Brecker on tenor sax, Pat Metheny on guitar, and he wrote that composition, McCoy Tyner on piano, Dave Holland on bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums. All right, we are going to continue on. I'm going to play another cover of Joni Mitchell tunes from an album of Joni compositions. The name of that album is River, the Joni Letters, a Herbie Hancock release going back to 2007. And we are going to hear their rendition of Amelia. And that'll take us into a vocal set right from there. So I'll catch you on the other side.
The bleak terrain. It was the hexagram of the heavens, the strings of my guitar. Oh, Amelia, it was just a false alarm. His sad request of me. kindly stay away. So this is how I hide the hurt, as the road leads cursed and charmed. I tell Amelia it was just a false alarm.
Yeah.
baby on the East Coast, a gig going on the West Coast, a suitcase full of sorrows. I'm so tired of playing traveling dues. I'm lonely in the evening. No use make believing anyone else could make me happy like my little darling. One of these days I'm gonna pack my bags and go way back home where I can see my baby on the East Coast. I've got the blues. I've got a baby on the East Coast, a gig going on the West Coast, a suitcase full of sorrows. I'm so tired of playing traveling dues. I'm lonely in the evening. No use make believing anyone else could make me happy like my little darling. One of these days I'm gonna pack my bags and go way back home where I can see my baby on the East Coast. I've got the blues.
The blues. One of these days I'm gonna pack my bags and go way back home. with you the first time I looked into them eyes. And you have a certain little cute way of flirting with them eyes. They make me feel so happy. They make me feel so blue. I'm falling, no stalling, in a great big way for you. My heart is jumping. You started something with them eyes. You'd better look out, little brown eyes, if you're wise. They sparkle, they bubble. They're gonna get you in a whole lot of trouble. Oh, baby, them eyes.
Ah, yes, the unmistakable sound of Billie Holiday, Them There Eyes. Before that, we heard from Corinne Allison, one of my favorite vocalists. From her album In Blue, we heard West Coast Blues. And I have some information that Karen Allison will be visiting the San Diego area in the next couple months for a concert here. Before that, we heard from Gretchen Parlato from her latest release, Floor, F-L-O-R. That one features Erto Moriera. And we heard Roy Allen was the name of that tune. And we started out that set with Herbie Hancock featuring the vocals of Luciana Sousa from the album River, the Joni Letters. We heard Amelia. Wasn't that a great rendition of that sound? Such wonderful playing by Herbie Hancock on piano and Wayne Shorter on soprano sax to accompany Luciana Sousa. All right, that brings this edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond nearly to a close. My name is Ken Laster. Thank you for listening, folks. We are going to finish out this set with Gerald Clayton, another West Coast bass player. Splits his time between L.A. and New York, actually. His latest album is called Happenin' Live at the Village Vanguard, and we are going to hear Rejuvenation Agenda.
Thank you. Hi, this is Ken Laster. I'd like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. It's been going on now for 10 years and 6 million downloads worldwide. I've put in an extraordinary amount of time and expense into producing this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it gives me so much joy to spread my love of this art form to you and to others. Now, I would like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.podbean.com, you will find a donate button on the right sidebar where you can make a contribution. Surely, just one listening of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener over a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you can donate, you will be partnering with me to spread the tradition of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.